Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. More on LNG boycott by the Biden administration. And also, folks, I notice in the open market, oil prices are starting to rise again. Brent crude up $83 a barrel, and West Texas, $78. So that's pretty interesting. We're going to bring in the great Dan Brouillette, who's a former energy secretary, now president and CEO of the Edison Electric Institute. Dan, welcome back. I happened to have just hit the button on the commodity page, and Brent is up to $83.66. That's up, I don't know, $4 or $5 in the last 24, 48 hours. West Texas now up to 78. What do you think's going on there?
I don't know, Larry. I guess you know we're seeing some increased demand for those types of products in the marketplace. I'm not quite sure I understand what's driving this last increase, but I'll take a quick look. How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's all good. You know, I just wonder. Everybody's bombing everybody else in the Middle East, and it seems to have had no impact on energy prices, at least up to now. I mean, Iran's bombing Pakistan, Pakistan's bombing Iran, Iran's bombing Iraq, U.S. is bombing the Houthis, and of course the horrible Israel-Hamas war and so forth. It's just amazing to me. I mean, that's the Middle East, that's OPEC, that's Saudi Arabia, but there hadn't been any impact on these prices. Just fascinating. I think
part of that is because the United States is such a large producer today, and we weren't back in the 70s, as you recall. And maybe now we're at a point where we're actually seeing the strength of the U.S. oil and gas industry produce positive results in the marketplace and help stabilize things around the world.
I mean, that's an interesting point, Dan. I want to get to the LNG thing in a minute, but we're producing, last I saw, 13.2 million barrels a day. At the peak pre-pandemic, it was 13.1. But unfortunately, I mean, okay, so we're at a record high, but 4 years later, shouldn't we be at 14 or 15 million barrels a day?
We could be. I think there's some hurdles to doing that. Obviously, permitting is something that's very important here in the United States, as we talked about in the past. We've got to reform our permitting process to allow even more production. Importantly, Larry, not only just production, getting the product to market. We need more pipeline capacity here in the United States to actually get the product where it needs to be in the marketplace. We need to do those things quickly. The other important element, I think, here, too, is, you talked about pricing with the actual crude oil, but, we're also looking at pricing at things like retail gasoline, retail gasoline and diesel. And while our production number is back up to pre-pandemic levels, we're still seeing, on average, roughly $3 a gallon for gasoline across the country. And you got to ask yourself the question, yes, it's good that we increased production, but have we made that production more expensive? And that's why consumers are not benefiting at the pump. It's an important question I think we need to ask ourselves.
Well, we were down around $2 a gallon, weren't we?
That's correct. It was roughly $2, maybe a little, $2 and a couple cents. But you got to ask, at roughly the same production level, 13.1, I think is what you mentioned earlier. Now we're at 13.2, give or take. But we're paying a dollar more at the retail pump. Mm. The question is why? Have environmental regulations, have other costs, been put into the system that's not allowing that retail gas pump price to come down?
Are we doing what we should be doing to develop electricity and electricity sources? I mean, you're with the Edison Electric Institute now. How do you read that story? Because I think the administration, Biden administration, has basically been completely unhelpful virtually across the board for electricity sources.
Well, the short answer is no. I mean, the amount of demand that's coming on to the power companies across the United States is just amazing. As we think about the use of AI, ChatGPT, the search engines that are now using AI, all of those are incredibly intensive for electricity use. And as we think about the other things that we're doing, I can tell you, having run one of the nation's largest LNG companies down in Houston, Texas, we were thinking about electrifying some of our industrial processes. Those are incredible loads on the utilities across the country. And if we're not allowed to develop infrastructure, if we're not allowed to develop generation sources, if we're not allowed to use things like natural gas to produce electrons any longer, it's going to be difficult for these companies to meet that demand.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Yeah, so now the latest kick, we were talking to Senator Kevin Cramer, who knows a fair amount about it, come from North Dakota, but I'll get your take. So the Bidens are halting new permits for LNG facilities. This just seems like a major blunder to me.
Larry, I can't say that I fully appreciate the decision they've just made. I've watched some of the commentary. I've tried to understand some of the rationale. Part of it is they claim that exports are raising prices for consumers here in the United States because that gas is no longer available in the domestic market. I don't think that's true. They suggest that they want to pause because of some environmental review they'd like to conduct. I think that is somewhat specious as well. LNG, as you well know, to the extent that it displaces heavier hydrocarbons, has an enormously positive environmental impact. Here in the United States, we've reduced power emissions by roughly 60% over a 15-year period simply by switching to natural gas. That could be replicated all around the world. And, I'm having a difficult time understanding the rationale unless you just don't want to see natural gas being used anywhere in the world.
Your predecessor at Energy, Rick Perry, used to always say to me, he is a great American, he's a phenomenal American. Rick would always say, you want to cut global emissions, LNG exports are the key. And he would say, if we are exporting LNG to China or India or Vietnam, that is a lot less carbon than the coal burning that they're now engaged with. These are big coal producing countries. We could turn them into LNG consuming countries, and that would slash world emissions enormously. Mm-hmm. And yet here are the Bidens going in the opposite direction. I don't get this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, neither do I. I'll give you another stat. If you just eliminated or you just switched the top 5% of the dirtiest coal plants in the world today, most of them are going to be in places like China. If you just address those 5% and you switch those to natural gas, you would reduce global emissions from the energy sector, from the power sector, by 30%.
Mm.
That's the same amount of emissions as all of India.
Mm. Wow.
If you really want to have an impact, you want to allow the switching to occur, and obviously the economic benefits to the U.S. industry, would want them, you know, potentially to buy U.S. LNG.
That's why
this is so important.
And Kevin Cramer was saying that our LNG is a lot cleaner, let's say, than Russian LNG.
No one does it better, Larry. No industry in the world does this better. We do it cleaner. We do it more efficiently. We produce the greenest molecules in the world for natural gas. So, you know, our entire industry is sensitive to the environment. Our entire industry is sensitive to climate. Our entire industry wants to do the right thing, not only by America, but the world. And, you know, I think we ought to unleash it. Our good friend Toby Rice in Pennsylvania, CEO of EQT, says this better than anyone. It is, you know, LNG or, you know, natural gas generally is the largest green initiative on the planet today. Mm. Unleash it.
It's a clean burning fuel. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, the European Union has relabeled it as a clean burning fuel.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, it is. It is. I mean, you know, it's not nuclear power. It's not zero carbon. But you know what? When it's out there in the marketplace, and we said earlier, if it displaces coal, for instance, it has an enormously positive impact. But I mean, it's important too that, you know, we've set these goals for ourselves as an industry, as a company. It's important for people to understand that even if the United States were net zero today, you know, net zero today, the world would still miss its climate goals.
Wow.
So we need to understand that.
Dan Brouillette, now president and CEO of the Edison Electric Institute, formerly U.S. Secretary of Energy. Good to hear your voice, Dan. Appreciate it very, very much. Folks, I'm Kudlow. We'll take a break. Stock market work on the other side. Please stay with us.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.